If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
All right, let's do it. Fuck you, Dad, remote version, baby. Working from home.
We're back. Yeah, you're goddamn right. The virus can't keep us down. It's what the people want. We will, as the bodies stack up in the streets, so will the downloads. We cannot be stopped. We will. So we're in different parts of the country right now, following the guidelines, trying to get this pod out for you guys.
I wonder how many pods. I wonder how many pods have been released in the past 2-3 weeks.
Oh, probably. I think there, next to the death toll, there should be the toll of horrific podcasts being recorded right now, and it's probably a more disturbing number, to be honest with you. It'll be like 15,000. It's like 40,000 podcasts about absolutely nothing have been recorded in the last hour or whatever. You know, I don't know. I think people should stop being so negative about, because I have some friends that were kind of acting. Like 2 weeks ago, they were the man of the town or some shit. It's like, dude, 2 weeks ago, you had all the freedoms of the world. You didn't, your agenda was basically the same. You're going to stay in your mom's house, watch Netflix, and jerk off and avoid everybody else like they had the plague. You know what I mean? Like, your life has pretty much remained the same for a lot of people. It's like, if no...
That's what I'm nervous. Yeah, like I'm worried that I've nervous that I noticed about my life. I was like, man, if you cut out stand-up comedy, which pretty much happened, this is what it would be.
Yeah.
I sit on my ass.
Yeah, it's just you sitting in your apartment.
And watch shit.
Smoking weed and playing video games.
I get high, I play video games, and then I go to bed. This would really be my life.
But you know what's kind of cool is now the government has sanctioned your loserdom. Now, like, you're a hero for sitting inside and smoking weed. You're, like, saving lives.
That's pretty great. I love that fucking...
You know what I mean?
Turn of the tables. Who knew that was going to happen? You know? Everyone's talking about,
yeah, you're not.
You got to grind. You got to get out there. You got to do the shit. You got to meet the people. No, you sit at home and you save lives.
And you do nothing. Me and Nick have been ready to do nothing for a long time.
I've been
time.
Training you know, to do nothing, prepping, dude, my whole life.
Forever. You tell us, hey, you don't have to do shit. We will fuck off into the darkness, dude. Especially now they made unemployment $600 a month, dude. If I lose my job, I'm retiring. I'm done. You know, 23, that was a good run. I'm fucking, you know, I'm taking what I got. I'm going into the darkness and that. You'll never hear from me again. I'm fucking.
COVID-19, bro. 401k. Fuck that.
Yeah, this is the come up, actually, for a lot of us. $600 a week. That's great.
This is actually kind of what I needed. I needed somebody to, for the whole financial system, just unplug it, bruh. Make everybody reset.
Yeah.
Level one.
It wasn't working for, we weren't doing great. You know what I mean? Now everybody just feels like us, very nervous, insecure, not knowing where your life's going, seeming like the world around you is going to fall apart.
Everyone is us.
Like,
everyone's like, should I go to YouTube? Yeah. Is that how I do it? Is that how I get successful?
Yeah.
You're me, bruh.
Now we're all afraid. Now we're all afraid.
Now we're all trying to do podcasts about our dads.
Yeah.
Who's a loser
that is,
now?
That's what the whole world. But yeah, dude, it's been really fucking... I love working from home. I think that's the shit. I don't think I'm ever going back.
It's going to be really hard.
It's going to be really hard. Because, dude, I used to literally wait for the break room to be empty... And, like, time it out throughout the day where I know, like, 3 o'clock, no one's going to be there. Like, I avoided my coworkers like they had the plague. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I treated them like they had COVID-19 before it was ever even a thing. So
social distancing was my whole vibe.
That was my whole thing. To be honest, I think if my boss was like, you don't have to come back if we give you a dose of COVID, I think I'd take my chances. I think I'd literally be like, let me just fucking wait it out. As opposed to having to hear about how good everybody's, you know, their time was alone, how they, you know.
All right, what is your dad's response been to this whole thing? Because mine is still, like, people, my dad is full, like, this is an overreaction. He's still in that camp.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? But is it, really? But you know, the president of your dad's country is, like, in the ICU.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah, yeah. Still not flinching. Dude, my aunt legit got it. Got a text today being like, your aunt has COVID-19. She's like...
Wait, in
England.
In New York
in England.
Or in...
Yeah,
oh, my God.
She's...
And he's still like, it's all a bunch
he's still,
of bullshit.
It's not the end of the world. It is if we act like it is. That's what he told me. And I was like, I don't even...
Oh, my God. Bro,
my dad's...
People can't leave their... Yeah.
My dad saw his stocks go down, like, 30%. And he was like, hoax? Hoax? Taking money out of my pocket, bro. It's a lie.
God. Damn. Well, dude, if he doesn't even believe that this is real, there's no way in hell he believes you're going to make it.
Oh, absolutely. Believe in my comedy career, bro. That's a whole thing.
Yeah, because the odds of this destroying the world are, you know, relatively decent. But, you know, so if he doesn't even believe in that, like, what the fuck does he believe
in? And he gave me shit because I don't believe in the moon landing. I was like, you don't believe in fucking thousands of people dying, bro. You're...
Well, I mean, I think, you know... That's both of you being dumb a little bit. You don't need to back that up with, like, he didn't believe in my dumb thing. It's like, well, you know, it sounds like you guys both have your dumb thing.
That's how we do it in the Cartwrights. We pick our dumb thing and we die fighting for it.
Yeah. And your dad will just be coughing in the ICU being like, not a big deal. Your dad's going to be like that knight from the Monty Python sketch. It's like, 'tis but a mere flesh wound.
Oh, yeah, dude, like, dude. Tis but a mere fatal disease.
Just coughing.
Tis but a mere pandemic.
Nick, your dad's last words like, go back to school. All over.
I was thinking, God, because of this. Oh no, what was your dad? What did your dad say about it?
Well, my dad, so again, he's on our camp. He's been prepping by, you know, not really having a job and staying at his parents' house. So he really was ahead of the curve when everyone's like, you need to stay at home. My dad is like, I have been doing that for six consecutive years.
I was
going to
say,
years.
I bet he's like, coronavirus. I was ready since Y2K. This is coronavirus was caused by Y2K.
He's been ready for the end of it. Dude, he's wiping off doorknobs. He's like, you guys are worried about coronavirus. I'm trying to get ahead of these fucking government nanobots that are coming for us, you fucking idiots. The coronavirus, step one, then the nanobots are coming. He's cleaning off the doorknobs. He's in it, dude. He's ready to... The thing is, if you think that everything's after you, once there is literally a thing that is after you, you're like, oh,
you're
we're
vindicated.
Ready to go.
Yeah, I mean?
Yeah. We're like, we're ready to go. Shit is going down. I should be paranoid. God damn it. You know?
You know what I saw today? This is how I know, though. This is how stupid, like, the United States is. I was looking on Netflix, and it was like, one of the most watched movies right now is a movie called, I think it's called Pandemic. It was like made in the 90s. It was made in the 90s, some bullshit like action thriller movie about a pandemic, and people are like, let me watch this, let me learn. It's like, no one's watching the fucking, the news, everyone's watching movie from the 90s.
Everyone's, like, taking notes on Contagion. Like, that was a documentary. They're
Contagion,
like,
that's what
fucking...
it was called. That's what it was called. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. It was like, what did Matt Damon's character do? I should follow exactly that character arc. No, the U.S. is, No, I mean, it really is. I think we're the most doomed because we have, like, the dumbest population of people.
I mean, that,
like,
that literally is, like...
No, this is probably real.
That is, like, if a doctor went to a mother and was like... ma'am, you're gonna have a severely, like, autistic son. And she's like, well, let me watch Rain Man. I'm sure I'll be fine. I'm sure I'll just get it.
Yeah. And then there's still a significant amount of people that are just, like, literally going outside and like, eh, nothing's wrong. What does the government know? I trust my gut on this one. It's like, maybe we all deserve to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, Jesus fucking Christ.
We have both extremes. Like, there's also people, like, in Chicago right now, if you walk outside, there's people with, like, no masks, fucking just, like, no shirt, just licking telephone poles, being crazy.
Right.
And then there's and then there's people pretty much in, like, whole bubble suits.
Into a hazmat suit.
Just goggles, face mask, everything.
That's what you get in America. You either get a complete idiot over or an overcorrection that just makes everyone a criminal. That's kind of the two options that you have. I mean, literally, so a thing they did in North Carolina, they, like, I guess called people that were registered to vote, and you were automatically part of a teleconference that, like, a senator was having, like, you were listening to, and you could call in and ask questions, and the first question that someone asked, they're like, does this mean we can do Easter normal? And I was like, oh, we're fucking doomed. You know what I mean? They were like, stay inside, cover your mouth, do whatever you can do. And they're like, so you telling me I can't go to the house of the goddamn Lord, go to my grandmommy's house and eat ham? And you're like, yeah, that's literally exactly what I'm saying, dude. I don't think 4 days from now that, the status will change.
I can't get trashed and paint an egg pink with my niece.
Yeah. What the hell is this country? What the hell did Jesus die for? Me sitting at home watching fucking Netflix? That's some shit.
I can't even believe people are worked up about Easter. Who gives a fuck about that holiday?
Easter is Easter is kind of an awkward holiday.
It is, because it's like a holiday. Should I get presents? I don't know. Maybe. Here's some chocolate.
Well, you know, because the reason Christmas is fun is we took it like an orange, and we squeezed the religion out of it slowly but surely until now it's a soulless, like, consumerist holiday where you just get shit, you know? Well, and now it's fun.
It's kind
of
funny
because still, like, pretty religious.
Christmas started as just like a pagan thing, right? Like, it was just like, the seasons are different.
Right.
Let's just party. And then Christians were like, oh, it's for Jesus now. And we all bought that. And now it's kind of back to, like, let's just buy shit. So it kind of went back to, like, what it usually is, which is, like,
what
let's
it
just
is.
Party.
But Easter's a little too religious for it to be fun. Because for me, it's like my mom drives me to a church service. There's generally, like, an image of Jesus bleeding. And then there's someone like, you're going to save yourself. You're going to admit to Christ. And you're like, this is just sort of an awkward day. Like, Easter's kind of an awkward day, and then you eat a ham or something, and you're with your grandma, and you I don't know, you, it's just
did you
awkward.
Ever do,
you know, you don't know what
you ever
to
do
say.
An Easter egg hunt?
I did when I was little,
yeah. I remember that being, like, fucking, we used to have one at the church I would go to, but again, it was a Catholic church, so you would.
How do the eggs come into play?
That's never explained. That's never explained.
Yeah, because they're like, why are we having this day? Because Jesus died on the cross for your sins. So, anyway, a bunny's laying an egg, so you got to go around and pick that up. And you're like, oh, is this just run by schizophrenics? Like, did you just get a bunch of schizophrenics in a room to write the script? This is insane.
No, I think...
You're saying an old cave Jew 2,000 years ago got nailed to a cross and then rose from the grave. And now we're celebrating by having a bunch of kids run around and find eggs laid by a bunny.
It's just a reason to get drunk. That's every holiday, bro.
Yeah.
Every holiday. They were like, listen, okay, Jesus rose from the dead on this day. And everyone was like, all right, so we should probably get drunk. And they were like, yeah. And then they were like, but we need something else other than he died. And they were like, bunny, lay an eggs.
But see, I
we're
feel like Easter... Because it's such a religious holiday, it's a little awkward to be hammered on Easter. Like, if you're at your grandma's house on Easter, they're talking about the good of the Lord, and you're, like, slurring amen, you look like a
it
real
It really doesn't
piece
pass
shit.
As, like, it's
you
Easter!
Look
like, that doesn't work. That doesn't work.
Christmas, you're wearing a goofy sweater, it's, like, the end of the year. Easter, it's springtime. Your New Year's resolution should have hit in by now. You're supposed to be a better man. You're probably celebrating it, like, at lunchtime. So if you're hammered, you look just despicable. You look like the people that nailed Jesus to the cross. You know, you look evil. It's not good. Not a good look.
I don't know. I can't believe people are concerned about it, but... And ham sucks,
I mean, dude
fuck
we gotta... Ham is horrific. Ham makes me feel like it was one of the things they tortured Jesus with, which was just making him eat a fucking shitty... I don't know why we have to pretend it's so good.
Jews are smart, man. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, they're ahead of the curve. I mean, I'd rather just... Why don't we just all eat, like, popcorn buckets full of bacon to celebrate the Christians? Like, that's great. I get that. You know, have us eat ham. That's... I mean, it's like... A lot of holiday food is trapped. Like, you get steak, fried... Like, great food the rest of the year, and then it's like... You know what we should celebrate when we're with all our loved ones? Dry ass turkey that makes you pass out. And then for Jesus, for the celebration of our Lord and Savior, just dry ass ham. Pork, which is normally almost impossible to fuck up. And then they found a way. They're like, we have found the most unsavory way to deliver this great thing, and we think that should be the meal to celebrate this guy.
Oh, don't worry. It's just, it tastes like a salty tongue.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. It's no good. It has weird undertones the whole holiday. I still don't understand the whole, like, I'm doing this for you. It's like, nobody asked you to. You know what I mean? That'd be kind of like, if someone dated a crazy ex, and then just throw it up and like screaming at you. That's kind of the same kind of thing. I'm doing this for you. It just kind of, you sound psychotic.
Oh, like if a girlfriend came to me and was like, for 40 days, I didn't eat ice cream just for you. Yeah. I'd be like, well, I didn't ask you to do that.
And
it doesn't sound that hard. Yeah. So maybe try something a little bit harder than ice cream.
Yeah, it's a little completely.
I don't know. I like I said, I always went to a Catholic church, so they always asked me what I was giving up for Lent.
Right. And you would say your faith in God.
I'd say my true belief in that Jesus Christ is our savior. That's what I'm giving up for 40 days. I'm going buck wild. Nope.
Catholicism seems like the easiest one to call bullshit on.
I never bought into it. I felt like I was going to, like, someone was trying to sell me a timeshare the whole time.
My mom, it doesn't even seem like that, because, like, my mom, like, goes to, like, these non-denominational, like, cool Christian churches, you know, that look like breweries and shit.
Oh, there's, like, electric guitars and stuff.
Yeah, you can't even tell you're in a church, just like a guy in a V-neck that's like, I just want to hang out with you guys, you know what I mean? Let's just hang out and, like, talk about the word of my little friend JC real quick, you know? But a church feels like I walked in on somebody, like, LARPing, you know what I mean? I'm like, what the fuck's going on? There's a guy in a robe and people are just burning herbs? Like, is this a bad play? This is silly as hell, you know?
Yeah.
This looks silly as hell. There's never been a moment where a grown man in pajamas says something that makes me be like, you're right, I gotta change my life. They're like saying words that are lame, which nobody speaks anymore. You're like, okay, this shit is outdated, buddy.
I think that everyone bought priests back in the day because they were just lazy people, and they'd have their pajamas on, and then they'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? And then they'd be like, God, talk to me. He's telling me to tell y'all shit and give me money. And they're like, oh, okay. Well,
yeah, no, that's...
You're wearing that robe. I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, you look real silly in the robe. You can't pretend to be a messenger of God and just look like you got up 15 seconds ago. I mean, you look like shit. I mean, I don't... At least dress up a little better if you're going to molest a child. You know what I mean? Put on your Sunday's best if you're going to really hammer it out. Man. My dad, that was something he was kind of cool on. He was a overly annoying atheist. In fact, when I was in kindergarten, he would just be like, evolution, this is the story of evolution, God isn't real, it's a way to, like, keep people slaves. And I would parrot that to, like, kids in kindergarten, where I would just walk up to the kids and be like, yeah, there's no God, it's all a lie! And the other kids, like, hated me because I'm 5 years old, I'm parroting some, like, Richard Dawkins bullshit and destroying their worldview.
Can you imagine what your teachers thought? Your teachers probably thought, yo, I have the spawn of the devil. If a 5-year-old just came in like, God is dead! Not real! It's all an illusion!
My eyes roll back and I'm like, praise Lucifer! He is the ever strong one! The Lord of Darkness will rise and the oceans will boil! Yeah, no.
My dad was like that too. He's such a hardcore scientist. So,
Because he's from England, they don't believe it. You know, you can't believe in God if you're from England. It's like a dark island.
No, there's a lot of religious English people, but he specifically, England made a Church of England. There was Catholicism, and England was like, no, we want a piece of that. There's a Church of England, and we're different. Give us money, but.
Well, you know, the story behind that was because the Catholic Church didn't allow divorces, and the King of England was like, but I hate my wife so much I will start a new religion that allows me to get rid of her. This person, can you imagine hating someone so much you have to establish a new belief pattern? Like a new organization of worship to get rid of her? I mean, that's insane.
That is pretty wild, but that's also how bad a marriage can be. That you'll be like, listen, I'll start a whole new shit.
I will go to war against the Catholic Church, arguably the most powerful organization in the world at the time. To rid myself of you.
To turn your back.
I don't care about going to
turn
hell.
Turn your back on.
I'm already in hell. I don't give a fuck. What are you going to do, God? You're going to make me burn? Get it over with. I'd rather be on fire for eternity than talk to you for another second.
God, please. Karen makes me go to book club. It's over, bro. But no, my dad would always, like, on the car ride home from church, like, I would sit through the whole thing. He wouldn't say anything. And then in the car, he would be like, bunch of bloody bullshit. Bunch of bloody bullshit. And he would just pick it apart.
You gotta appreciate a guy like that. I think that's actually a good dad move, is early on doing that. I don't know, my dad did that to, like, but he was also, like, melting down around a similar time. So I remember my mom dragged him to church, like, when I was in, like, middle school. So this is kind of when he's already starting to go a little bit. And there's, like, you know, Christians outside, they're always, like, overly friendly. They're like, hey, how you doing? How you doing? And then my dad just went, you're full of shit.
But that's the truth, though. If someone is overly friendly, like just to scream in their face, you're full of shit, dude. I love it.
Like, it was a weird moment because it's so embarrassing and, like, scary and weird. But at the same time, you're like, he's kind of right. We gonna sit here and say my dad's wrong right now? This guy's totally right. This guy's fucking brainwashed outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, my dad, while saying it's full of shit every week, still made me go because it made my mother happy. So I was like, okay, so I'm going to church to get you laid.
That's exactly He's like, I fought this argument and it's not worth. That's why I do this stuff, is just to make my family think I'm not burning for all eternity.
Yeah.
Because I think you're a little bit of a douche if, like, your grandma's like, in heaven, one day I'll see grandpa one time again, and you start pulling out, like, a pie chart, and you're like, actually, grandma, if you look at these models, you're gonna die in a hole, and this life is short and meaningless, and the universe is cruel, so why don't you shut the fuck up, except that you're never gonna see him again. Like, you're an asshole if you do.
Absolutely. If, like, you pull a Rick and Morty spec script out of your ass, and you're like, grandma, listen, there's actually infinite grandpas, okay? And you're actually just in the reality where he died when he did, so. Tough shit.
No, I think if your family is religious, you know, it's like if you walked into someone playing D&D, just play along.
Exactly.
Don't ruin their game. They're having a good time. Just let them play along.
They worked hard on that character,
Like, they have a thing. They have a worldview. It's working for them. It's like, do you really need to be that guy? It's going to sit here and be like, it's all fucking, you realize, like, if your family members accepted that, like, fully took that in, you would see their whole sense of the world crumble, like, instantly. As it's like, there's no afterlife, this is it, this is the whole thing, what's my moral compass?
They'd probably,
like,
just shoot
let
you.
Let him have the fucking ham. Yeah. Let him have the ham and the weird shit and the prayers. Just let him do it. What else do we have? We all have our thing. They have God. I have TikTok and beer, you know? I believe I'm going to make it. That's delusional.
Exactly.
That's ridiculous. That's not true. But it's faith that makes me feel better.
It's the same shit. You know, people come up to you on the street and they're like, hey, have I talked to you about my friend Jesus Christ? And we do the same shit. We go on stage and they're like, listen, my friend said this crazy shit. It's all the same thing.
Yeah.
People don't understand.
We're trying to get people to join our cause. That's all it is. But you
who
know
you should be worshiping is the Fuck You Dad podcast. That's what you should be worshiping.
That's the real source of salvation, I would say, because we're going places. We're doing it. Yeah, man. I think just let people have the goddamn thing, you know? My dad never really brought into God whatsoever. He tried to be a good moral parent, but he occasionally like a blip, like very occasionally, but he would fuck up even that because my brother was playing Nazi Zombies one time. And I guess he just was like, you know what, let me try on being a parent just to see what it's like. And instead of being like, hey, I don't like these violent video games, I just don't know what kind of effect it would have on you, my dad just went, you sick fuck! Like, screamed that at him while he was playing Nazi Zombies. And then he, like, I guess in that moment, my brother, like, shot Nazi Zombies. He said, my dad just went, you're a real piece of shit! And then turned the video game off. My brother had, like, all of his friends over. He's like, playing your little fucking killing games, you psychopath!
I'd love to see your brother just be like, but they're Nazi zombies. Like, they need to die. They have a bad moral compass, and they're monsters.
that's arguably the worst group.
It is. It's the ones who, that would be like it's the most shootable category of person. A Nazi zombie.
The only way my dad could be more on board is if my brother was playing a video game where he just shot my mom's divorce lawyer. You know
now
what I mean?
That's
that'd be
a
the
fucking
only
game.
Way. Yeah. I can get behind. That's good parenting right there, you know? I mean, that is... Yeah, so they did that. And then I remember there was another time where I guess we were all eating dinner. And then my brother, like, brought up the fact that, like, he's, like, really... He's got this... He wants to buy, like, a Nerf gun. He's, like, really into Nerf guns, which is the most innocent of the... You shoot foam darts, for fuck's sake. Like, you're not gonna hurt anybody. And then my dad... just start flipping out. He's like, I know son of mine's playing killing games and shooting people all the time. You're sick in the fucking head. And then my brother just kept being like, you're crazy. You're out of your mind. And then my dad, he was a real conflict resolution guy, right? So he's like, how do I, you know, tell my son my concerns about this in the best way possible? My dad thought the best way to be to get up out of his chair at dinner and just push my brother over, just slam him. Just literally slam him onto the floor, right? And, you know, my brother runs to his room, slams the door. My dad starts knocking on the fucking door. He kind of loses it. And then he just comes back, and we just start eating dinner, pretending nothing is wrong. And, like, that's what you do in a delusional family.
That's what you do
in moments of crisis.
When dad gets mad?
You gotta,
oh, yeah.
You get the denial, you act like nothing's wrong, and I remember my brother came up and he's like, he went, fuck you, you can't do that, you can't fucking do that, and he went back to his room crying, and then I literally, my dad was just like, so what's going on with you? That was literally,
I like how he's like, no son of me is going to play killing games, let me push you to the floor.
Yeah, Let me choke slam. Let me teach you how bad violence is by choke slamming you in front of your family. My mom's just sitting there, like, whatever. You gotta pick your battles. If he's gotta beat the shit out of my son, I'm gonna be mad at him about the laundry later. You know, it was due. it was due, whether or not.
Well, your mom's deaf. Yeah. I think she would be terrified of Nerf guns, bro. Those things are quiet and deadly.
Nerf guns aren't deadly. They're like the most gentle Nerf bullets known to man. It's the only, like, gun you could go shoot up a school with and be bullied harder.
It is the only toy gun in America that is made to not look like a gun. Every other, like, toy gun in America is like, this thing's a shotgun. Except it's not.
Yeah, the other toy guns are a little scary, to be honest. Where it's like, I like having a very realistic gun and shooting my friends. It's like, I understand parents being like, well, this is a little concerning.
Yeah, I remember, I don't know, my dad, I was thinking about the, because the airsoft story last week, I don't know, he fucking, he hates guns, and his house in North Carolina, they hear gunshots, like, all the time, like, every Sunday, almost, there's, like, people shooting in the woods by his house.
I guarantee you I wouldn't be surprised if people in North Carolina are like, coronavirus shows up to my house, I'll blow out of it, buddy.
I got...
You see doctors...
I got 19 hollow point rounds ready for any virus trying to come up in here.
Literally, doctors in North Carolina just start shooting people sick with the virus. Like, we can blast it out of you. We'll get them.
That's going to be our solution,
bro. So fucking
dumb. That, we have so many guns in this country, yeah. We're going to start just like, just shoot the virus.
apparently gun sales have spiked, which is worrying. It's really great news. It's like, there's a virus, millions of people don't have a job, and everyone just brought a gun. And we're like, oh, okay, cool. Don't see how this is bad at all. Don't see how this could turn into a real problem.
Also,
you know?
I don't know about you, but immediately as I heard the like, hey, everybody, stay inside, don't leave, my first thought wasn't like, I need a gun. It's like...
Yeah, no. I don't want to have to be alone with myself for a year
with
and have a firearm.
Yeah, with a gun? What the hell?
No, no. Unless you're quarantining with your girlfriend and you want a leg up. You're like, we're watching this
yeah,
on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this is what we're
doing. I would like a little leverage in the movie picking situation.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is kind of like a 3-month pass to not give a fuck, though. You know? Like, that's, if there's any positive, it's like, now's the time, like, get fat, stop care. Because you only, like, improve yourself because of other people, really, right? So it's like, if they can't see you, who literally cares? If you're cool with it,
we
let
have
it go.
The
if
most
you're, dude,
amount,
if you're,
we have... The same amount of comedy shows booked on our calendar, probably, as, like, Mark Norman.
Yeah.
Like, we're all at level zero right now. We're
all at zero. We're all at zero, dude. If you're quarantining with your girlfriend, get fat as shit. What are they gonna do? Cheat on you with a corpse on the street?
Yeah.
Like, you're good. You can't do shit. You know? I mean, dude, I would just let it go.
Well...
I think the Zoom shows are sad.
I got booked on one.
I think watching people try to stand up right now is like watching someone try to LARP in the middle of a civil war. Like, it just looks that level. You look absurd, dude. For like, I think every time you're on a Zoom show, someone should have to announce the death totals before you go up and do it. It'll be like, hey, we're looking at 50,000 dead in the U.S. And Nick's like, so I was at Target the other day.
It does look like somebody bringing like a canvas and paint to like Vietnam and just like setting it up while
yeah.
there's bullets flying everywhere and just being like, I can do this. This seems nice.
It's just not the move. It looks weird. The whole point of stand-up is, like, you get the laughs and do everything. Like, I think a schizophrenic person screaming at a trash can, honestly, has more dignity than the Zoom show, because at least he's making a decent point every now and then.
Yeah, and
you know
record
what I mean?
A guy screaming at a trash can? Kind of funny. Put it on the internet. Me talking
into a
microphone, like, on fucking Skype? No thank you.
Weird. Yeah. Just embrace, go into it. Make
I'm
the TikTok.
I am,
let it go.
I am secure in my belief that no one can do stand-up comedy when we can see your fucking living room behind. We can see your poverty behind you.
I just don't know what one would even what the setup would be. It's like, oh, this whole coronavirus. Like, it's so weird. I don't know. I just don't see it being fun.
I don't see it being a good time either. And I can't imagine anybody paying any money to anybody having to do with any of that. So,
Literally no. Also, another thing, I didn't think the apocalypse would involve so much jerking off. I gotta be honest. I didn't think the end of the world. I thought there'd be tanks and fires. It's mostly me just like looking at porno. Like, if I'm not gonna buy the premium now, what
no,
am
I'm
I gonna
you,
do? Like, what am I gonna do it?
No one would have guessed it was just everyone's just going to wait to die. I thought it would be like everyone at once dies or like there's some shit go on and then you die. Nope.
Your last words will probably be, do you want to watch another episode?
Yeah, and then you're just like, oh, I don't feel so good. Bam.
Boom, all right,
man. Well, it was fun catching up with you.
You too, man. Stay safe out there. I think the CDC has reported the best way to stay healthy is subscribing and sharing the
pod. I heard that too.
To as many people as you know. So if you're trying to stay safe, take the you know, upvote the pod, 5 stars on iTunes.
That's really supposed
dab,
to
on Twitter,
boost your immune
Instagram,
too, the
Facebook.
5-star review.
That's what it is. This is what it is. The dads, they fucked us over. They let us into this. It's their fault. So let's all go out together having a good time.
Sounds good, man. Hey, guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You, Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it, and keep listening. Thank you so much.